Well, I'm not sure I'm the best person to give feedback on this because I spent most of my life teaching at a distance or online. And although I have taught face-to-face on campuses and in schools. And secondly, we will be discussing this more later in this chapter, this issue, about what it is that makes face-to-face teaching unique compared with online learning. I think it's easier to make the case within the school system than it is within the post-secondary system, the importance of face-to-face teaching. Obviously, in the school system, adults have to take responsibility for young children. They have to show a duty of care. Kids need to be able to relate very closely to substitute parents, which is what teachers often are, in especially with the younger age ranges in schools. And of course, the teaching of social behaviour is critically important, and that can only be done when you have people together. You can only teach personal and social behaviour in that kind of environment. In the university, again, there would be subject differences here about the importance of face-to-face versus online teaching. But let me at least try to start this discussion. I think one of the most important issues, particularly in post-secondary education, is bonding with other learners, the sense of community, of belonging to a campus with other students, and particularly the importance of social networking. I mean, that's what makes the elite institution so important. It's not so much its teaching, but the fact they meet other high rollers, if you like, that can be very useful for them in the future. And also, again, collaborative learning, students working together over a cup of coffee in the rectory, in the refectory, can be a very important way of learning. But some of these things can also be done online anyway, as well. You can network online, looked at LinkedIn, for instance, and you can do collaborative learning online, although some may argue the quality is not as intense as it is face-to-face. The second reason for a campus-based education is the fun. That was what I liked most about being a student at university. It wasn't so much the academic areas, although I did enjoy those, but mainly the sports, the clubs, the broad education that I got, the culture, and ideas like citizenship, standing up for causes with like-minded people, trying to change the world, which you can do collectively when you're a group of students on campus, and I don't underestimate the importance of that. Another argument is direct access to professors. Well, that's okay if you have fairly small numbers of students and fairly large numbers of professors, but in many institutions today, finding a professor casually, if you like, rather than having to set up an appointment, can be quite difficult. Another advantage of campuses is access to resources, labs, libraries, equipment, and so on, and that can be particularly important in some subject areas, and it can be very difficult to do that if you're not on a campus. Although if you're working, sometimes you often have better access to up-to-date and modern equipment than you would as a student. So again, it depends on the context of the learner. And if there are small classes and tutor groups, then I think it can be great. If you can have a tutorial with three or four students and one professor, that's great. But that's not very common these days, even though I was fortunate enough to have it when I went to university. But with mass higher education now, student-teacher ratios are so high that that's really hard to get that sense of small, intense learning in a small group. Now, I think everyone should have the chance, if possible, of going to a campus-based university or college. But do you need it more than once? And increasingly, we're talking about lifelong learning here, and we're talking about the need to go on learning after you've done your 4 years or 3 years at university. So I think you could say that, do you need a face-to-face campus once you've grown up? And I think that's the big question, because a lot of learning now is going to take place when people are grown up as well as when they're young. And the reason I'm raising this is I do believe there are circumstances where face-to-face teaching has some unique benefits over online or blended learning. But what we haven't done is been precise and clear about what those benefits are. They tend to be more amorphous and more generalized. And I think that in the future, the challenge for face-to-face teaching is to be very clear about what its benefits are and when it needs to be applied rather than online learning. And I hope we can pursue that further in this chapter.